Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 12, 1804, day 60 of the expedition. Camped on a large sand island opposite the mouth of the Nemaha River. When Captain Clark and Captain Lewis walk out onto the plains or prairie, they always remark about the beautiful view and the well-watered grass. Today, Captain Clark writes about walking in the beautiful meadows and about a court-martial.
After an early breakfast, I, with 5 men and a pirogue, ascended the river Nemaha, about 2 miles to the mouth of a small creek. Here I got out of the pirogue. After going to several small mounds in a level plain, I ascended a hill. On this hill, several artificial mounds were raised. From the top of the highest of those mounds, I had an extensive view of the surrounding plains, which afforded one of the most pleasing prospects I ever beheld. The bottom land is covered with grass about 4.5 feet high. The upper land is also covered with grass and rich weeds and flowers interspersed with Osage plum. I observed artificial mounds, or as I more justly term graves, which to me is a strong indication of this country being once thickly settled. After my return to camp on the island, I completed some observations and tried a man for sleeping on his post. Captain William Clark, July 12, 1804.
Captain Lewis describes the court-martial proceedings.
Alexander Willard was brought forward and charged with lying down and sleeping on his post whilst a sentinel on the night of the 11th instant by Sergeant Ordway, Sergeant of the Guard. To this charge, the prisoner pleads guilty of lying down and not guilty of falling asleep. The court, after duly considering the evidence adduced, are of the opinion the prisoner, Alexander Willard, is guilty of every part of the charge exhibited against him. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 12, 1804.
The court sentenced Willard to 100 lashes on his bare back, at 4 different occasions in equal proportion, and ordered the punishment to commence that evening at sunset and to continue to be inflicted by the guard every evening until completed. Willard's offense was punishable by death according to military regulations. Therefore, the captains themselves constituted the court instead of a panel of enlisted men, as was the case with lesser offenses. It is doubtful that they had any intention of inflicting so severe a penalty, but they wished to impress the seriousness of such a lapse, which, in the event of a surprise attack, could mean the death of many or all of the party. Tomorrow, an uneventful day, but making 20.5 miles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.